time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Nick Tatton with the Kiwanis Clubs of Price. And you know what? They've always got so many things that are going on. We're going to touch base on what, you know, some of the things that Kiwanis does for the kids in the area. And then coming up on September 18th, it's Kids Day in the Park. It's always fun. And Nick's going to talk all about that. So, Nick, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me out. It's always a pleasure to visit and talk about something as fun as helping out kids in the community.
That's what Kiwanis is all about. Let's talk about Kiwanis here for just a moment. And you know, everything that you guys do, and you have a lot of fundraisers throughout the year, but everything that you do goes right back into the community, and it's all about the kids.
Right, and that's something that the club, the members are really proud of, is the money that's raised with the radio auction, the ducky race, and the fundraisers. That money stays local, goes right back into children's charity in the Castle Country area. And so we're real proud of that, and we've been doing it for a long time now, going on 100 years.
Going on 100 years, that's true. That's coming up in January, right?
January 4th, 2022, that little club will be 100 years old.
And you just had the governor in town talking to you guys and talking about your 100 years. And that's quite an accomplishment.
It really is pretty neat when you think of the history and 100 years of service to children in the community. Not everybody that's there now was there, of course. But it's been a great ride, and I'm really, really proud to be a part of it. It was nice for the recognition that Governor Cox provided. He talked about the value of service in the community, particularly small communities, and it matters. It makes a difference. You know, Kiwanis spends a lot of time, energy, money from the fundraisers on things like Kids Day that's coming up, Sub for Santa. We do a lot of things with educational opportunities, scholarships, science fair, spelling bees, hearing aids, eyeglasses. So there's sports teams are a big one. We sponsor a lot of sports teams, a lot of the outdoor activity, and we're real proud of the things we do and the service to the community.
And so you hit the nail on the head, and let's talk about it. One of the funnest ones that you have all year long, every year, with the exception of last year, is Kids Day in the Park. So let's talk about Kids Day in the Park. When is it? What time are we starting? And give them all the details on Kids Day.
So the plan is Saturday the 18th, Washington Park in Price, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. It'll be a great day of fun for the kids. We're going to have bouncers, free hot dogs, ice cream, free sodas, and a whole lot of fun, face painting, all the activities, and a whole bunch of drawings. We're going to give away a whole bunch of bikes and skateboards and basketball backboards and thousands of dollars worth of prizes for the kids in the community. And that's all, again, a function of the great community support with the fundraisers.
And when you talk hot dogs and ice cream, it's for like almost 1,200 usually.
1,200 to 1,500 hot dogs. If you've ever cooked 1,200 or 1,500 hot dogs, you don't know what's going on there. Our friends from ConocoPhillips are going to be there helping us with that this year, grilling the hot dogs. And the folks over at Coca-Cola are helping us out with a bunch of sodas. And, of course, ice cream sandwiches. I mentioned the bouncers, the games, the face painting. You know, all the fun, as well as all those drawings. Giving away all those bikes is a big deal.
So that's coming up once again on September 18th up at Washington Park. We're speaking with Nick Tatton of the Price Kiwanis Club here in Price. And that's just, like we said, that's just one thing that you do. Another one that's right around the corner, whether people want to believe it or not, you've got Sub for Santa coming up as well.
Yeah, here we go. Sub for Santa at the end of the year. Another project that Kiwanis has been involved with for as long as anyone can remember. And we really take a lot of pride in helping out a lot of kids and families at the Christmas season. And, you know, those are special times for a lot of people. And some people, it's not so special. We try to help out there.
So it runs the gamut, and you've got plenty of things planned, and then before you know it, we're going to be talking radio auction again.
Next spring, radio auction will be right around the corner, the first part of April, you bet. So, the big one coming right up again, Kids Day. Given the nature of what's going on out in the world, we would just ask everybody to be respectful of each other. We're still planning to hold the event. It's still scheduled. You know, there's masks and there's vaccines and there's all those things out there. We just say, please be respectful of your friends and neighbors that are there, those of us that are producing the event and holding it, and all the volunteers that are there, and come out, have some fun, and let's all go home safe and healthy.
Most definitely, most definitely. Once again, it is Kiwanis Kids Day, September 18th at Washington Park. Giveaways, food, and the best part of it all, it's all free.
All free to the community, 12 and under, all the kids 12 and under from the Castle Country area. Come on out. We're working to get some flyers distributed to all the kids in the elementary schools throughout the two-county area so that they'll have a little reminder at home. And let's have a lot of fun, and let's have a great Kiwanis here.
That's Nick Tatton with Price City Kiwanis Club. Thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate it, and keep doing the great things that you guys do.
Thank you for all your support.
All right, now for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.